last 40 plus years, KSKO has played a critical role in the interior's history by keeping communities informed and entertained. And now we want you to be a part of that history here at KSKO. KSKO is hiring immediately for a part-time DJ who could work 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, but the schedule may be flexible. There is zero radio experience necessary. Just be at least 14 years old and live in McGrath. We're more than glad to train you and get you comfortable behind the controls so you sound like a natural that's been working here for years. If you're interested, call the station at 524-3001. Email gm.ksko@gmail.com. Come by the station in person or just have a conversation with me, Paul Walker, when you see me out and about.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Hope Hicks, Donald Trump's former press secretary, has wrapped up testimony today in the criminal trial of her former boss. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from the courthouse in New York.
Hicks described being the first campaign staffer in the fall of 2016 to learn of the Access Hollywood tape. Hicks said, "Mr. Trump felt like this wasn't good, but it was two guys talking privately, locker room talk." But many top Republicans distanced themselves from Trump, and more women began to come forward with accusations against him. The Friday before Election Day, Hicks got another inquiry, this time from the Wall Street Journal, about the National Enquirer's payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Hicks said she spoke to Trump, National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, and former Trump attorney Michael Cohen about it, and says Trump directed her to issue a statement denying the story is totally untrue. That contradicts what Pecker admitted to the jury just last week. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The Biden campaign is launching a new media blitz aimed at Latinos and focusing on the importance of abortion rights, spending more than $1 million on ads, some in Spanish, airing in battleground states. It's part of Biden's push to shore up support among a key voting bloc and peg the repeal of women's reproductive freedoms on former President Donald Trump. Heavy rain is leading to more flooding in parts of the Houston area and dozens of water rescues, including children in a school bus this morning who are now safe, according to officials. A flood warning is in effect until Tuesday for the region. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo addressed residents who live near overcapacity rivers.
Right now, you may think if you live in those neighborhoods that things have leveled off and we're good to go, but this threat is ongoing and it's going to get worse.
Evacuations have been ordered. The Red Cross has opened shelters in the Houston area as well as southeast Texas. Israel has confirmed the deaths of two men previously believed to be among the hostages taken into Gaza on October 7th. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Tel Aviv.
One of the men, Eliakim Livman, had been working as a security guard at a music festival in the desert near Gaza when Hamas militants attacked. A group representing hostage families says he helped evacuate the wounded there. He was thought to be among hostages taken into Gaza, but the Israeli military now says forensics officials have since found his body inside Israeli territory. The Hostage Family Forum says another man, Dror Ur, previously thought to have been kidnapped, was also killed that day, but that militants took his body into Gaza. Officials didn't say how they know this, whether by forensics or by intelligence. More than 130 hostages are believed to remain in Gaza, according to the Israeli government. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted, the DOJ charging them with bribery, unlawful foreign influence, and money laundering schemes. Cuellar has said they are innocent. UNESCO says nearly 800 environmental journalists have been attacked because of their work in the past 15 years. NPR's Alejandra Borunda reports the violence is growing.
Journalists who cover the environment often find themselves investigating dangerous situations in dangerous places. They're uncovering important stories, but paying a serious price. That's according to a new report from UNESCO. 24 reporters survived a murder attempt in the past 15 years. 44 have been killed because of their work. In 2022, a high-profile example made worldwide news. Journalist Dom Phillips and his friend and guide Bruno Pereira were killed while investigating illegal fishing in the Amazon. Nearly 40% of the attacks have happened in the past 5 years. That suggests the risks are only growing. State police, military, or state-sanctioned actors are responsible for half the violence. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
With plastic waste taking decades to break down and clogging oceans and landfills, researchers are experimenting with ways to speed up the process. Researchers at UC San Diego have embedded plastics with plastic-eating bacteria, and they found after 5 months in compost, the bacteria had consumed 90% of the plastic waste. China Today launched a probe to the far side of the moon, where it aims to collect a few pounds of samples and return them to Earth for a first-time study. All prior moon samples have been from the visible part of the moon. I'm Amy Held in Washington. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jones Day, an integrated partnership collaboratively providing legal services for more than a century. 42 offices, 5 continents, serving clients as one firm worldwide. Learn more at jonesday.com.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than 4 decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Tok, and KEAALP Eagle.
burning one down. It's Robert Plant right here on 89.5 KSKO. Good Friday afternoon. Finally, Friday. Just about 12:11 this May 3rd. I'm Paul Walker. Glad to see you here. If you got a request, give me a call. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. 49 Ian McGrath. And I'm going to call it overcast-ish. It's not quite mostly cloudy. Cloudy today, scattered to isolated showers along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the lower to mid-50s today. Light rain, 40 degrees in Anvik. Rain this afternoon and evening. Rain tomorrow morning. Scattered showers the rest of the day tomorrow. Highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s along the lower Yukon. Sleet, mute, light rain, and 45. A flood watch in effect for the lower Kuskokwim until noon tomorrow. Rain this afternoon and evening. Rain showers tonight and tomorrow. Highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s today. 31 in Fort Yukon. Isolated snow showers possible this afternoon and evening. Clouds, highs in the upper 30s to upper 40s along the Yukon Flats. No reporting current. Observation in Eagle. Cloudy, highs near the mid-60s today. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, overcast in 48. Let's see, we've got a couple of weather statements from the National Weather Service for the Fairbanks area. There is a flood watch in effect until 10 a.m. on the 8th, and a flood advisory in effect until the 8th at 10 a.m. Warm temperatures are leading to rapid snowmelt along and near the Tananar River. This may lead to high water flows and minor flooding near the river from Salcha to Fairbanks. Cloudy for the Fairbanks Metro today. Highs in the 50s. And Anchorage, overcast and 46. Highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Once again, 49 in McGrath with overcast-ish skies. Highs in the lower to mid-50s today. Sunset at 10:46 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:50. Got the Animals and Stevie Wonder coming up. Here's James Taylor. It's Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
KSKO would like to thank the Holy Cross Tribe for their support through their Kuskokwim level business membership. Thank you, Holy Cross Tribe.
Leaving me behind. Oh.
signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. It's Stevie Wonder on KSKO. You know, I believe laughter is some of the better medicine out there, and so is music. So, you know what? I hope you're dancing along and laughing while you listen to the show, especially if you're having a tough day. And you know what? We all have those from time to time. I do. And as I like to say, when I have the tough days, y'all hear me have it, because it usually happens on the radio. And if I can make your day a little bit better by playing something, you give me a call and let me know. But I want you to smile. I want you to laugh. I want you to dance along to the music in the afternoon. Coming up, we got, Steve Winwood. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Bread as well. Here's Bob Seger and Downtown Train.
Outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime. I could still hear, and I'm shining like a new dime. Downtown trains are full of all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of the little world. Well, you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be, your only one, only one. Can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Will I see you tonight on a downtown train, where every night is just the same? Don't leave me lonely now. I know you're, and I know it's late. I know your stairs and your doorway. I walk past your street and by your gate. I stand by the light of the four-way. You watch them all fall down. Maybe they all have heart attacks. They stay at the corner, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you?
Updated on the latest global events with news from the BBC World Service, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KSKO, a voice you've been able to trust across the Western Interior for more than four decades.
love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Sweat and tears, you've made me so very happy on KSKO. You make me happy when you tune in. I'm Paul Walker, 1230. We are going to take a look at weather now. We've got overcast-ish and 49 in McGrath. Cloudy and isolated scattered showers across most of the weekend with some sunshine Sunday morning, then clouds the rest of the day, and Monday, those scattered to isolated showers remaining in the forecast on and off the entire weekend. Highs today, tomorrow, and Sunday in the lower to mid-50s across the upper Kuskokwim, 50 for a high on Monday. Lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s tonight, mid to upper 30s tomorrow night along the upper Kuskokwim. Light rain and 40 in Anvik for the lower Yukon and Noko Valleys. Upper 40s to lower 50s today and tomorrow with showers and clouds. Lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s tonight. Mid 30s for lows tomorrow night. Highs on Sunday, mid to upper 40s. And Monday, 40. There's a flood watch in effect for Sleepmute, Antioch, and the lower Kuskokwim until noontime tomorrow. Right now, light rain and 45 in Sleepmute. Rain likely this afternoon and evening, and rain showers, Saturday, rain showers Sunday. We're going to see highs in the mid-40s to near the mid-50s today, tomorrow, Sunday, mid-30s to mid-40s Monday. Lows tonight, mid-30s to lower 40s. Lows in the 30s tomorrow night along the lower Kuskokwim. Fort Yukon, partly cloudy and 31. Cloudy. We're going to see some isolated to scattered snow showers possible this afternoon and evening along the Yukon Flats. Highs in the upper 30s to upper 40s. Lows in the lower to mid 20s tonight. Isolated morning snow showers possible tomorrow. Highs in the lower 40s to mid 50s. Lows in the 20s tomorrow night. Cloudy, mid 40s to lower 50s on Sunday. Highs around 50 with clouds on Monday for the Yukon Flats. No reporting current observation in Eagle. Cloudy skies across the entire weekend, though you will see partly sunny at some point on Sunday. There is a chance of scattered showers Sunday and Monday. Highs today, tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-60s. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. 48 at Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks. Cloudy today, upper 50s. Clouds remain tonight and over the weekend. Some sunshine Sunday morning, though. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. Lower 60s tomorrow and Sunday. At Merrill Field in Anchorage, overcast and 46. Cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s for Anchorage tonight. Cloudy across the weekend. Upper 40s to mid-50s. Mid-40s to mid-50s on Monday. Once again, 49. And overcast-ish in McGrath. Highs in the lower to mid-50s today. Lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s tonight. Sunset at 10:46 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:50. That weather update brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. Steve Winwood coming up in Canned Heat. Here's Brad, Look What You've Done. keeping our environment clean is important, and we can all contribute. You can help by participating in your community's cleanup greenup efforts. Bring your trash home from a recent hunt or fishing trip, properly dispose of spent batteries and fluorescent tubes, and make sure the sewage lagoons and community dump sites are properly maintained. To keep the tundra free of plastic bags, bring your reusable bag when shopping at your local store. This public service message is brought to you by Donlin Gold.
Boogie music has a pretty sound. It might even turn your head around.
It might turn your head around.
When I heard it on the radio, you know I fell out on the floor.
You know you'll fall out on the floor. Music, sweet soul music. Won't you get the feeling? I bet you'll never lose it.
It might even turn your head around.
Yeah, it will turn your head around.
When I heard it on the radio, you know I fell out on the floor.
You know you'll fall out on the floor.
Can't lift you up.
Make boogie music the essential factor in the life of all. In presenting this song to the world, we must then explain and justify our position by formulating a definition of boogie music and setting forth its main principles in such a way that all may understand instantly that their souls, their lives, and every relation with every other human being in every circumstance depend on boogie music and the right comprehension and right application thereof.
Boogie music, it's Canned Heat on KSKO 1245 as we roll through a Monday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker, and we're going to take a It's Friday. I was looking at the computer. It says May, but I saw the M, and my mind went Monday. Trust me, I know where I am and what's going on. All right, messages time. A couple of things of note for McGrath residents, slash a reminder. The road between AC and Nelson Corns is going to be closed as they continue to tidy up some work with the sinkholes there. Also, there is a sinkhole at the corner of Dirt Hill as you go to the park or go up Googs Hall Road. It is marked off. Please do not move the barriers, as someone had done yesterday. There's a potential sinkhole under there. The ground is very spongy and bouncy and wet, and water is coming up onto the road from below, and that is marked off, so please do not drive through that area. A health fair is being held at the McGrath School Commons May 14th. It's being held by SCF with something for anyone of any age, 5:30 to 8 p.m. A dietitian will be in McGrath the 13th through the 16th. Find out what services they offer and schedule an appointment by calling the McGrath Clinic. The McGrath Health Center will have a dental clinic coming up the 11th to 17th and June 12th to 16th. Tocotnow will have a dental clinic June 3rd to 6th. Nicolai will have a dental clinic May 6th to 11th and June 10th to 12th. Call your clinic to schedule an appointment. As a parent, you experience many of your children's firsts. It might feel awkward to have a conversation about dating, but it doesn't have to be. It's important to provide your children with the knowledge they need to have healthy and safe relationships throughout their lives. Start the conversation at home about respect, boundaries, and consent. A message brought to you by Alaska's Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. There are no youth activities with MNVC with Sierra today through the 9th. Everything resumes on May 10th. Coming up, the Bengals and Nick Lowe. Here's Brownsville Station smoking in the boys' room.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Listening to the teacher rap just ain't my bag. New bells ring, you know that's my cue. I'm gonna meet
Egyptian.
Is a proud Cranberry Level sponsor of KSKO. We thank them for their continued support and generosity in keeping the interior connected with public radio. Thank you, MTNT.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.